Let's confess our faith together concerning God's hand upholding and ruling the whole creation and our lives in every detail, every day, and that's called providence. Lord's Day 10, 876, page 876 in the back of your red songbooks. The wonderful, the comforting, and the assuring doctrine of God's providence. Lord's Day 10, page 876. This is what it means to believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, that He not only created, but when He was done creating, He stayed. And He continues to run the creation. What do you understand by the providence of God? Providence is the almighty and ever-present power of God by which God upholds us with His hand, heaven and earth and all creatures, and so rules them that leaf and blade, rain and drought, fruitful and lean years, food and drink, health and sickness, prosperity and poverty, all things, in fact, come to us not by chance, but by His fatherly hand. How does the knowledge of God's creation and providence help us? We can be patient in adversity. We can be thankful in prosperity. And for the future, we can have good confidence in our faithful God and Father that no creature will separate us from His love. For all creatures are so completely in His hand that without His will, they can neither move nor be moved. And then let's turn in our Bibles to a passage that's referenced there, Romans 8. Familiar, but it's good news that we need just the same every day. Romans 8, 28 through 39. Romans 8, 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also along with Him graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died and more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No! In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is God's word, and may He bless us by it today. Brothers and sisters, in Jesus Christ, astrology is the old-fashioned worship of the sun, moon, and stars, and it continues to find its way in our world through the zodiac system, where people read their horoscopes and try to make their decisions in life based on how the stars are lining up. It's a form of worship. Your fate is written in the stars. If the stars and planets are lined up with you, it's going to be okay. But if the stars are lined up against you, it's not going to be okay. That's what happened to Romeo and Juliet, remember. They were star-crossed lovers. Their constellations didn't agree with each other, and so their lives ended in tragedy. Well, your fate is not written in the stars. Blessed be God. Your life is not controlled by the planets. It's not controlled by anything in the universe. We live under the hand and rule of God's providence. Or God the Father of Jesus Christ, the Almighty Creator, controls the world and your life in it, in every single detail, big and small. And when you put your faith in Him and entrust your life in Him, He will line up everything in this world and everything that happens in your favor. Everything. Everything. Whether it's good or bad, health or sickness, prosperity or poverty, He will work out everything for your salvation, for your progress, for your being shaped and molded according to the image of Christ. He will do everything for you, no matter what happens to you. And so in Christ, by faith, we see this afternoon, God makes life completely safe for us. In Christ, by faith, God makes life completely safe for you in the power of His providence and the love of His providence in every circumstance of His providence. First, in the almighty power of His providence. We're studying here what real faith is. Real faith is believing in Jesus. But Jesus is the Son of God, the Father, the Creator, and the giver of the Holy Spirit. So to believe in Jesus is to go all the way back to the beginning at creation. It's to believe in God the Father who created us through Jesus in the Spirit's power. What good does it do to believe in Jesus if He's not the Creator together with the Father and the Spirit? What good does it do to believe in Jesus if He's not all-powerful and if creation isn't under His rule? I mean, He might be nice and loving then, but you can't trust Him to save you because He's not in control. He can promise to be good to you and rescue you, but He can't keep His promise if he's not powerful and almighty. But Jesus is the Son of God, the Father, the giver of the Spirit, and this one true God is the almighty eternal Creator. God the Father created all things through the Son and in the Spirit. And so faith in Jesus requires believing that He is the Almighty Creator, the Son of the Father. And when you believe in Jesus Christ, you get the Father too. That's what John says in 1 John 2:23. Whoever confesses the Son, guess what? You have the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father. So, if you trust in Jesus, then God, the Creator of the world, becomes your Father. We talked about that last week. God, the Creator of the world, becomes your Father when you trust in Jesus. True Christian faith trusts that God, the Father of all things, who created you for His own glory, is really in charge of this universe and of your life in it. He's really in charge. And through your faith in Jesus, the door is open for you for that man or that God who is in charge to be your dad, to be your father. And so faith in Jesus really puts you on the side of God the Father, the Creator, whose power controls the universe, whose hand is in charge of everything. You're on His side. As Paul says, when this God is for you, who can be against you? What can be against you? You have almighty power working for you when you belong to Jesus. Father God is yours. Almighty Creator is on your side. And that's what true faith needs to learn to accept. My God and Father holds every detail of my life in His hand. He so upholds and rules heaven and earth and everything in them that nothing happens by chance. Everything comes from His fatherly hand. Whether it be leaf and blade, rain and drought, fruitful and lean years, food and drink, health and sickness, prosperity and poverty. The universe doesn't run on its own impersonal laws. While God stands far away and watches from a distance. That's deism. That's not the Bible. Doesn't run on its own impersonal laws while God watches from a distance, but doesn't involve Himself. Nor is it a place of random events where there is no law and there is no plan and there is no person in charge. Everything's by chance. It's another false view. Nor, here's a third false view, nor is God so locked up into the world as the world's spirit, that He can't step outside of it and direct it. That's pantheism. He's so locked up that He can't step outside and be sovereign over it and direct it and control it. It's pantheism. Providence is something different than all this. God is both forever outside the world as our almighty and everlasting Creator and ruler, forever outside, and forever in His world as our present helper and sustainer and lover. Forever outside and in charge, and in his world, upholding, guiding, governing everything. That's providence. Some testimonies of God's almighty power. I think I've got about 25 here. I'll try to get through them quickly. Some scriptural testimonies of God's almighty power. The birds you heard singing this morning were fed by God's almighty hand, and he gave them their songs. That's Psalm 104. Psalm 104 also says, he waters the trees and makes grass grow for the cattle. It also says he teaches the birds how and where to build their nests. It says that he feeds the young ravens when they cry. It says the young lions roar for their food, seeking their prey from God. The lions don't know from God, but it's as if whenever they roar and spring at their prey, it's like they're crying out to God, give me food. God's in charge. Psalm 147 focuses on how every season is actually God's hand and mouth at work. The rain, the snow, the ice pellets come from God's hand. And then when he blows his breezes over the snow melts and the waters flow again. And planting and harvest times are appointed by God. And the food we enjoy is his gift. Lord, thank you for this food and drink. The Bible also says that when kings take their thrones, God set them up. When they lose their thrones, God topples them. We may elect our national and provincial leaders, but God puts them in their place. That's what Romans 13 says. The authorities that exist were instituted by God. We also know from Acts 17 that each nation and people group in the world was created from one man, Adam, and that each people group lives in the exact place appointed for them by God. And when disaster strikes, God has appointed that disaster, Amos 6. The Bible says that God closes the grass and the lilies of the field. And when a sparrow falls to the ground, that didn't happen apart from God's will. He was in charge. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered, Matthew 10. Psalm 139, every day, all the days that were meant for you to live have been ordained for you by God and written in his book before you were born, before you were conceived. Matthew 19, when two people marry, God is the one who brings you together. What God has joined together, let man not separate. Providence. God's hand, ruling, controlling everything, even evil things that people do to us, were ordained by God and part of his plan and purpose. Joseph was sold into slavery and sent into Egypt by his wicked, envious brothers. And they needed to take the blame and they needed to repent. But it wasn't as though God was off the scene and uninvolved. No, Joseph later said to them, his brothers, God sent me here to Egypt ahead of you to preserve your lives in famine. It's hard to understand how even in evil, God is there. His hand is at work. And he's present in such a way that he's not the cause of the evil. He holds evildoers accountable and brings them to justice. Yes. He's not the cause of it. He holds them accountable, those who do the evil. But he's still in control of it and making sure that the demons and every act of wickedness serve his plan and purpose. God is in control. His almighty hand upholds and rules everything. Even the most heinous act in history is the work of God's providential hand. Christ's crucifixion. Peter says to the Jews and the Gentiles, you nailed him to the tree with your wicked hands, but you were only doing what God's will and purpose determined beforehand should happen. God was in it. God was there. God was in control. God's hand is in all things. All things. Not some things, not just the good things. And Satan controls the bad things. It's a terrible philosophy, which gives Satan and God equal ultimacy. He would not be God if he was not almighty. He'd not be almighty if he was not in control of everything. Do you dare believe such a big God? If he's any smaller than this, he's not worthy of your trust. If he's not in charge, you can't trust him. Only the Jesus, who's the Son of the Almighty Creator, who's one with the Almighty Creator. Only this Jesus is worthy of your trust. The one that you can give your body and soul, in life and in death, In every situation, no matter how dark, how troubled, the only one who can totally take care of you and make you completely safe is worthy of your trust. That's this God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And with Him, your life is safe from beginning to end. There is no little hole that some random atom can sneak in and dismantle, unravel your salvation, your safety. He's got you totally covered, this Almighty God. Well, we see, secondly, He makes life completely safe for you in the love of His providence. Providence is not just about His power. His hand ruling, controlling, guiding, governing everything. But it's about His love, lining up everything in such a way that it serves your salvation and His glory. We said last week, His great power is no comfort to you unless you know that the Almighty One loves you. Imagine if the great power of the Almighty God is against you. Imagine God is against you. Just imagine that you're God's enemy because of your many sins and your offenses against Him. Because you're spitting in His face and telling Him to mind His own business and get out of your life. Imagine that. Imagine that you're under His wrath and He's angry with you because you'll not come to His Son, Jesus Christ, for forgiveness and mercy so that your broken relationship with God can be repaired. Many people are in that kind of relationship with God. They're under His power, but they're not in His love. That's dangerous. That's frightening. If God is against you, not for you, then all things are lined up against you. Oh, He still shows you His goodness and kindness and giving you rain and sunshine and many gifts. But you're outside of His saving love then. And you're not working all things for your good. You're headed for disaster unless you repent and turn to the Lord. And when God becomes your Father through Christ His Son, and you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and all your sins and offenses against God, all your spitting upon Him, doubting Him, hating God, is put on Jesus Christ, and all the wrath of God toward you is put on Jesus Christ, and all of it is crushed in His death, and the judgment that you deserve is gone in Christ, then suddenly you enter into a new relationship with God where His love comes to you. And suddenly you have His almighty power, and you have His never-ending love. And now this God is for you in Christ, not against you. And He lines up all things in your favor when you belong to His Son. You may know that the Father, because of Christ, is totally committed to your well-being because of His covenant of love. Nothing can get in the way of that. He will always use all His power for you. We know, Romans 8:28. That in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. And when Romans 8 begins, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's exactly the commitment that God is keeping, as told us in the rest of Romans 8. No condemnation means no condemnation in Christ. God is on your side. You have foreknowledge, you have predestination, you have calling, you have justification, you have glorification. It's all yours. Nothing that happens to you can ever take any of that away from you. But above all, nothing that happens to you ever can take God away from you. If God is for us, in Christ you get God Himself. Not just His saving gifts, you get God Himself. He is for you. And when He's for you, who can be against you? No charge against you can stick. When God justifies you through Jesus' death, nobody can condemn you. Jesus is interceding for you. And then everything is okay, truly. Life becomes completely safe. Paul says that twice over. You know this in Romans 8. First with the list of 7 and then the list of 10, two numbers of completion. First the list of 7 in verse 35. List of 7 things in life that are strong enough to destroy you. Trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, and sword. These are all deadly. They can destroy you. But not if God is for you. Then they can't destroy you. Can these separate us from the love of Christ? No! In all these things, verse 37, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Can these hurt you? Can they cause you suffering? Yes. But can they destroy your relationship with God? No. Can they take away your hope and joy? No. Can they harm your salvation? No. Can they steal your everlasting inheritance? No. Can they take away the strength in you to grow in grace and to become more like Christ? No. In fact, these seven things not only can't take away your life with God, but they boomerang upon Satan, and they actually are used by God to strengthen you and bring you closer to your inheritance. In all these things, we're not just conquerors, we're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. He not only shields you from whatever comes against you, but He uses that thing that comes against you to strengthen you, test you, draw you closer, make you stronger in holiness, make you more holy. God says that to His people through Isaiah. No weapon against you can succeed. Isn't that a great promise? There are arrows flying at your life from every direction. No weapon against you can succeed, because God is your Father, and His love takes His almighty power over everything and uses it to line up everything in your favor. Even the bad things. Even the bad things. And then at the end of the chapter, Paul comes up with the list of 10. Another long list of obstacles that fly against you like arrows to take you down. Death, life, angels, demons, the present, the future, powers, height, depth, everything else in all creation. None of this can separate you from God's love in Christ Jesus. You got stuff flying at you here from heaven above, hell below, the future before you, the weakness within you, the powers all around you, and from all other directions over God's vast creation. But your God in His providential care will let none of it take you down. None of it destroy your joy and your hope and your salvation and your faith and your relationship with God and your walk with Him. Wow. That's the great confidence that we have in our God as believers who trust in Him. Whatever it is, brother, wherever it comes from, sister, whatever it's doing to you, people of God, however much it's hurting you, it's in God's hand and He's controlling it, directing it, and using it for His glory and your good. That's how Joseph could thrive in prison. It's how David could write his Psalms in the darkness. How Job could bow down and worship God when everything was taken away from him. How Paul could testify before kings even when he was in prison. He knew that God's hand was holding him, and this imprisonment would turn out for his good and for the advance of the gospel, because God was in charge. God was for him in Christ. Some are afraid of His power. This God is too great for me. That's too much for me. But take refuge in His power. You need it to be safe in life and in death, body and soul. Some are afraid of His love. I don't want a God so close to me, seeing everything that's going on in my life, knowing everything. Take refuge in His love. It's the safest place to be. When your sins and weaknesses have a place to go in His love, on Jesus, His power and His love, that's the safest place to be with God, your Savior. And thirdly, God makes life safe for you in every circumstance of His providence. Again, the safest place to be in this world is in the hands of God. God as your Father through Christ Jesus, His Son. To have faith in God and be His child doesn't always make life easy. You're called to deny yourself, take up your cross daily and follow Him. Doesn't make life easy, but it does make life good and completely safe in any and every circumstance. It gives you the freedom to follow Him wherever He calls you to go, whatever you do, because He'll surround you completely on every side. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Your protector never slumbers nor sleeps. You know Carolina Sandburg or Carol Sandburg. Sorry, Carolina Sandelberg. You know her. She wrote Day by Day and With Each Passing. She wrote that hymn. We'll also sing, Lord willing, in a moment, another hymn she wrote, Children of the Heavenly Father. She was a Christian with a very strong sense of the ever-present power of God with her life through Jesus Christ, her Savior. Here are the first few stanzas. Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in His bosom gather. Nestling bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge e'er was given. God His own doth tend and nourish. In His holy courts they flourish. From all evil things He spares them. In His mighty arms He bears them. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord His children sever. Unto them His grace He showeth, and their sorrows all He knoweth. Praise the Lord in joyful numbers. Your protector never slumbers. At the will of your defender, every foeman must surrender. Well, there are a couple more stanzas. I urge you to memorize this hymn and take it daily with you in your heart. Well, brothers and sisters, true faith bears fruit. And when you believe in Jesus Father, God, as your Creator and Father, and rest in His providence for your safety, that will produce four fruits in your life. These are spelled out for us in question and answer 28. How does the knowledge of God's creation and providence help you? Number one, I can be patient in adversity. When bad things happen, when hard things come, I may know I'm still in my Father's hand. And though the wrong seem oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. He's refining me. He's drawing me nearer. Still nearer, I may know that the terrible thing that has struck me is not outside of His will or outside of His plan for me. It's inside our father-child relationship. Not outside of it and not against it. I can be patient in adversity. Fruit two, thanksgiving. I can be thankful in prosperity that it's not my power or my wisdom or my hard work or my timing that gave me these blessings. It was the hand of God, and I thank Him. All things come from God. Every gift is from His hand, James 1. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shadow due to change. It cuts your pride off at the knees, your boasting. What do you have except what God gave you? Patient in adversity, thankful in prosperity, confidence for the future. I may know moving forward. In fact, with Paul, I can say, I am persuaded that nothing can separate me from His love. I don't have to be afraid to go out and serve the Lord. I don't have to be afraid to get married. I don't have to be afraid to have children. I don't have to be afraid to be single. I don't have to be afraid to go to college. I don't have to be afraid to pursue a career. I don't have to be afraid to go into missions. So my life is in good hands. He's walking with me. Blessed assurance. Gives me confidence for the future. I can step out, take risks for the Lord, God-glorifying risks, and know it's well. And that leads to the fourth conclusion. Patience in adversity, thankful in prosperity, confident for the future, contentment in everything. Instead of anxiety about the problems of life, instead of worries about the uncertainty of life, instead of bitterness about the hurts of my life, instead of pride at the accomplishments of my life, I can lay it all in His hand, content that He holds me in His hand, and that with Him all is well. Christians can always say, it is well with my soul. It is well with my life. Because through Christ, the Almighty Creator is my dad, my father. He is for me in everything and is lining up everything in this world, everything in my life for my good and His glory. What a God. To believe in Him is everlasting peace and rest. Amen. Let's pray. We're thankful, Heavenly Father, for the knowledge of You as our Creator. We're thankful that through Your Son, a door is opened for You to become our Father again. We thank You that in Your love, all Your power is used to build, bless, and bring us forward. Give us that confidence and that patience and that thanksgiving and that contentment that come from resting in our Creator God and Father. Help us each one to rest in you as children of the Heavenly Father through faith in your Son. Amen.